This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Last night at Google Sydney headquarters, professional service firm Deloitte and Google Australia announced Australia's outstanding 50 LGBTI leaders to further develop workplace inclusion and create role models for LGBTI workers. The list includes 24 women and 26 men, including two transgender business leaders and an intersex leader, with leaders from Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra, Perth, Darwin and Adelaide. I spoke to Robbie Robertson, a partner in Deloitte and the national lead for the LGBTI community within Deloitte, about their 50 outstanding leaders and the importance of highlighting diversity within the business world. In 2016, Deloitte released Australia's first list of 50 LGBTI executives, with the purpose of providing visible business role models to LGBTI Australians of all ages. This year, Deloitte collaborated with Google to celebrate our outstanding 50 LGBTI leaders of 2018, recognising that millions of Australians work in non-corporate roles and within creative industries. Announced last night, with LGBTI leaders from various backgrounds from around the country, beyond traditional large corporate organisations, the list of the 50 names was made public, highlighting 50 individuals who are out, proud and kicking goals in their fields, whether that be the public sector, government and small to medium-sized businesses or traditional corporate roles.
About 2.5 years ago, one of my colleagues, Andrew Cumberledge, who was working in tax, he was from the UK originally. He came over here and really noticed there was a real lack of out leaders, out LGBTIQ leaders within business. And he had seen a similar process or similar kind of awards process in the UK and just was like, this is crazy that we don't have some sort of process or recognition to allow our out leaders to be able to be, to shine and to be put forward so that the community can go, that's what success looks like, and one day I'll aspire to be that. So we decided to connect with our CEO, Cindy Hook, and he said he was very confident and sent her an email. And in the meantime, he'd also actually sent an email to Alan Joyce and said something similar and said he would like to put together the list, and would Alan be supportive of that? And I think both Alan and Cindy were a bit taken aback by the confidence of Andrew and said, you know what? Absolutely, that sounds like a great idea. So Cindy got behind and said, hey, listen, let's get Deloitte behind us. And she then worked with Alan. And I believe Alan was very instrumental in helping Andrew come up with the names of the first kind of 10 to 15 members or identified leaders for the first list, which was in 2016. So that's how it started. So there was 50 recognised in the 2016 list, and that list was developed with the AFR and was actually published on the front cover of the Boss magazine, and it was actually their hero story for December. And they decided not to take that forward into recreating or updating that list in 2018. So Deloitte and Google came together and said, you know what, we actually really believe in this. We believe that this is something that will really benefit our emerging leaders and people within the business community, not just at the top end of town, but also across kind of all areas and aspects of business, public sector, small business and large businesses. So they decided to shake up the kind of criteria of what they were looking for, and they were able to pull together the amazing list that we now, we obviously got launched last night, and we have to talk about today.
Role models are looked up to by those around them, and this list is quite an impressive one. Within our communities, often we see advocates receiving such recognition and don't often appreciate what it means to be out and proud and leading within your field in a different arena. Last year's conversations around the country for LGBTI equality changed what it means to be out in the workplace, which is also still an environment that many struggle to be themselves in. So this kind of visibility is so important on so many levels, to change not just people's hearts and minds, but the cultures where we spend a large portion of our time.
There's a really strict criteria that the team were looking to try and find who were those leaders in all areas of business and also in all areas of the country. We would really recognise that these leaders are not just in Melbourne or in Sydney. They're in Darwin, they're in Brisbane, they're in Adelaide, Perth, they're all over the country. And that was a really big component for us to ensure that we found those leaders and we gave them the opportunity to be recognised in their local communities and use this as a tool to be able to highlight to their communities that you can be out, you can be gay, and you can be successful in business regardless of where you actually reside.
At the List launch event at Google headquarters in Sydney last night, the 50 names were made public, and Robbie was there.
It was actually really exciting, and there was a lot of pride in the room. And there was a lot of people coming along, and just to recognise that they wanted to be with their peers and meet other people. And there was a lot of people meeting people for the first time, which was great. But there was also a lot of friendships, people that knew each other and they were getting together. And the conversation was pretty clear around, great that we've been recognised, but what can we use this for? We have this platform. How can we use that to help us to start conversations or to shift the dial within diversity and inclusion within the workplace across all organisations, not just the ones that are being represented here today? So it was really exciting to see last night with so many of our female members of the community were there and that were so proud and excited to be there. I think one of the things we recognised or highlighted last night was that there was 24 women on the list and there was 26 men. So we got pretty close to gender parity in terms of recognising those leaders in the business. And it was some of the stories that we heard around the intersectionality of the different areas of their complexity of being yourself within a business world and allowing that to, and how do you break through those barriers to make sure that you can really recognise and be yourself in those roles and just truly be an advocate. Like there was a great story around the design leader within Google who's trans. And, you know, that's often a story we just don't hear, even within our community. And so she was very powerful. And then we heard from David, who's an electrician. And, you know, he's a very successful loan electrician firm. And all his tradies are obviously from a very heterosexual background, yet he is so successful because he has got such a focus on culture and inclusion, and that just creates a really great place to work.
We often forget about the importance of this kind of visibility in the corporate sector and the importance of acknowledging this diversity and intersectionality in professional fields. The 2018 Outstanding 50 list embodied those who, just by being themselves, encourage others to bring their best selves to work. Because just by being you, you can make a change to the working culture for us all.
You know, I think one of the questions that a lot of people are asking is, where do we go from here? What are those big agenda issues or conversations that you want to use this platform for? And one of the things that we were hearing is, what do we do after marriage equality? You know, this conversation is not dead. We've still got so far to go in the community to ensure that we really do get complete acknowledgement and acceptance. And unfortunately, there's still pockets of resistance, particularly in the business community either industry sectors or companies who may be more conservative in their perspective or in their view, and they don't recognise that diversity and inclusion is actually good for business, not just something that they have to tick a box for. And I think that's what we're hoping to see over the next few months is these leaders coming together to have those conversations, to identify how they can help, and then to put some programs in place to bring that to life.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.